Random House Audio presents The Good Spy, The Life and Death of Robert Ames, by Kai Bird. Read for you by Renee Ruiz. Author's Note. When I began the research for this book, I visited the CIA's headquarters in Langley, Virginia, and met with George Little, then head of the agency's Office of Public Affairs. We met for exactly 1 hour. I did most of the talking, trying to describe the kind of book I hoped to write about Robert Ames. I also explained that I would welcome the opportunity to sit down with one of the CIA's in-house historians and check basic facts about Ames's career. I was hoping that the CIA would declassify some materials related to Ames and his work in the Middle East. Mr. Little eagerly expressed the hope that the agency would be able to give me some kind of limited assistance. But after repeated requests in the months and years to come, I never heard back from the agency. CIA directors Leon Panetta and David Petraeus never replied to my emails. So I wrote this book without the cooperation of anyone inside the CIA. Fortunately, I found more than 40 retired officers, both clandestine officers from the Directorate of Operations and analytical officers from the Directorate of Intelligence, who generously shared their memories of Bob Ames. Some of these individuals were willing to speak for the record, but many spoke not for attribution. I have given aliases to those sources who did not want to be named and have noted them as aliases in the narrative. This is also the case for a number of retired Mossad officers who agreed to be interviewed. I knew Bob Ames when I was an adolescent. He and his wife, Yvonne, were our next-door neighbors from 1962 to 1965.